Hi, this is a dictation for patient Diane Hunt, D-I-A-N-E-H-U-N-T. Date of service is 6/23/2022. Date of birth is 3/15/1959. Date of accident is 7/27/2021. Ms. Diane Hunt is here for a follow-up evaluation. She has a history of a work-related accident where she was working on a steel beams with her hand being on the left hand, and the beam was impacted by a high low which collided into it. This impact, according to the patient, led to an injury to her injury to the left hand. And this impact caused twisting of the hand and the back. No head injury or TBI. Patient was initially seen in by consulta. The injury happened on 7/27/2021. Patient reports that no IME exam has been done. And an MRI has been submitted where left shoulder MRI that was ordered by Dr. Mustafa shows a minimal supraspinatus infraspinal tendinosis and AC joints, osteoarthritis. And in the cervical spine, there is broad disc herniation at C5-6 and at C6-7. These findings are discussed with the patient in a great detail. Patient reports ongoing pain in the left shoulder and the entire left arm and the neck area to the tune of 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, with decreased ability to lift a left arm up to 160 degrees, beyond which she has experienced pain in the rotator cuff. She has finished the physical therapy for almost a year. She has done chiropractic treatment and acupuncture, mostly conservative treatment. However, she still has issues leading to pain. The patient is following up at advanced pain care for other therapies like injection treatment. Pain level is between 5 to 8 and PDLs are affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. The patient reports 40% pain is relieved so far. ADLs that are affected currently are work and enjoyment of life 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Mood is affected 9. General activity, relationship with other people and sleep are affected 8. Walking ability is affected 7. In the system review, patient reports that in the neurology and psych, the patient suffers from headaches, and it is all happened in a work-related accident, and because her left arm and the lower back twisted very badly on a big force when a high-low hit. She also complains of weakness of the left arm and loss of balance, anxiety. But there is no symptom of TBI like vision disturbance, confusion, disorientation, memory loss, or balance problems, seizures, loss of consciousness. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the neck and the left and the left shoulder to the tune of 8, along with pain in the shoulder and neck. There is some pain in the mid-back, upper back, as well as left wrist and hand, and some difficulty walking. GI nausea is reported, but there is no vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems. Incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GE, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient has difficulty breathing and shortness of breath, and no asthma, chest pain, coughing. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level, which has been same, in fact, it has worsened. And there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any other trauma. The patient reports that medications are helping, and they are ultra-M and others. Substance abuse, none is reported. The patient reports compliance history as fully compliant. Physical examination reveals the following. The blood pressure is 124/91. Pulse is 30. Sorry, pulse is 63, and pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination is from the previous visit, which is on 5/25/2022. Dictation number is 0606 034 and 045. Please use muscular skeleton general review and estimative examination. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is based on the MRI findings, minimal suppressed spinitis and suppressed tendinosis, and AC joint arthritis can respond well with the steroid injections, and so does CESI for the herniated disc at C5-6-C6-7. The patient has been advised about these findings, and if she gives a consent, we'll be more than happy to do it. Thank you. Other than that, she should continue physical therapy 2 times a week, and work is disabled, and hospital replacement services, transportation are ordered. Thank you. She'll be seen in 30 days time for follow-up visit. The medication that patient is placed on is Celebrex 200 milligrams daily. The patient is provided tizanidine for muscle relaxation, Cymbalta 30 milligrams twice a day for depression, Tramadol ER 100 milligram daily for pain relief, and Voltaren gel and Lidocaine patch for the topical pain relief. The patient is otherwise stable. Thank you.